Guys, we begin, of course, with the Indians, though, before we get to the Browns later this hour or next hour. The Indians have had a roller coaster ride this season, from the ugly start to the great summer to a shaky end of the season to bouncing back in the last couple of weeks and then falling on their face the last 2 days against the Chicago White Sox. And while the Indians have not been officially eliminated from playoff contention, they are obviously an extreme long shot at this point, 2 games back of Tampa and 3 back of Oakland with 3 games to go. So, assuming the season ends without the playoffs, which is a very safe assumption at this point, Dustin, I know you were angry about this last night. You were pretty fired up.
Yeah, it's just disappointing, right? I mean, you're so close, you're right there, and you have a chance to win 95-plus games this season, and you fall flat on your face, Adam, to a team that stinks, frankly. And it just really sours me on this season because, the Indians do deserve credit because they have battled through a lot of things this season, a lot of injuries, a player beating cancer and dealing with that. I mean, it's been a tough, tough year. However, you can't go to the – you don't deserve to go to the playoffs if you play like you did last night. I mean, you can't score a run and you give up 8 runs to the White Sox and back-to-back games. Like – that was a joke to me last night. I'm sorry. And people are all pissed off at me on Twitter. Fine. I don't care. I'm upset that the team's not going to the postseason. It was very, very disappointing last night. And as fans, we should be upset. I mean, this is a team that cut payroll this offseason. I mean, you're telling me that if they have Michael Brantley on this team right now, Adam, they might be in the playoffs. They very well might be in the playoffs. So, I'm upset about a lot of things. I don't know where you're at with it, but I'm just fired up.
I mean, listen, I get what you're saying. I mean, they choked. They gagged here down the stretch, losing to the White Sox.
Choked.
Ultimately, their record in the season against the White Sox, people are pointing to that. I mean, I'm sure you could find every good team has a bad record against one team that's, they should have a better record than. That was just part of the problem. Overall, the Indians did not play well against the majority of good teams. They had a significantly bad record. They had one of the worst records in baseball against teams over 500. In terms of the payroll, I mean, we've talked about it a lot. I don't think today is the day to blame the Dolans for the collapse at the end of the season. As I said yesterday, I mean, that was something we blamed them for in the offseason. If they had Michael Brantley, would they made the playoffs? Would he have made a difference of a few games? Probably. But who knows what other things that might have changed. Again, as I said before, maybe they wouldn't have gotten Reyes. Maybe they wouldn't have gotten Puig. Maybe that trade would have been a little different, and maybe somebody else wouldn't have helped as much. Who knows what would have happened? We'll never know for sure. Yes, I have a problem with the Dolans cutting the payroll, but I'll stand by what I said yesterday, that I still think overall they do a very good job as owners. Love them to bring the payroll back to where it was. But in terms of what happened the last 2 days, that's a major choke job by the – I understand it's baseball, any given day, but when you have your playoff hopes on the line and you're playing a non-contender in the Chicago White Sox, who, I understand they're supposed to be better, they're going to be better. They were still 20 games under 500 going into these last 2 days. I understand they're not the Tigers or Orioles. They're still not very good, and they did not have good pitching going the last 2 days. And the Indians got embarrassed, and they fell on their face.
This is going to sound stupid, but I'm going to say it anyway. They're better off not making the playoffs than going to the playoffs and losing in the first round.
Why is that?
They're better off. Because right now, as it stands now, they got 93 wins. They win one more game, they have 94.
Yeah.
That's more than they've won in any season in the last 12 years aside from 2016. You can't say that's a bad season when you win 94 games. You can just throw your hands up and say the Twins won 100. If they go to the playoffs and they get swept again by the Yankees and Astros, now you're having the same conversation that we've had the last couple of years. Whereas now you could just blame it on injuries. You can blame it on the Twins. It is better off for them to not make the playoffs than it is to go and get bounced in the first round.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. If they would have played.
I disagree.
I can't say that a bad year when they won 93 and they could win 95 games. I can't call that a bad year.
You're not in the playoffs, though, Jason.
You throw your hands up and say the
you're
Twins
in a division with two. That's fine. You're in a division with two teams that lost 100 games.
Yep.
A lot of teams are winning 90-plus games this year. To me, it's not a good season.
I said all year their best path to the postseason was to win the division, that they weren't. I thought it'd be the Red Sox. I was wrong on the A's. I thought it'd be the Red Sox and Rays were going to be the wild card teams. I didn't think they could catch either one of them. But to me, it would be worse to go to the playoffs and get swept again by the Yankees or the Astros. That would be worse.
Yeah, I don't see it that way, because I think the way this season went with the injuries, with the bad play early, if they had played great this final week, fought their way into the playoffs, won a tiebreaker game maybe, won a wild card game, nobody this year would have expected them to beat the Yankees or Astros. So to me, that would have been as far as you could have possibly expected them to go. And on the other hand, had they lost a hard-fought five-game series to the Yankees or Astros, or at this point it would have been the Astros,
right?
To me, I would have looked at that as a better season. Am I going to say it's a bad season when they win mid-90s games, whatever they end up with here? I'm not saying it's a bad season. It's a disappointing season. You factor in the injuries all you want. In the end, most of us thought the Indians would win the division,
yep.
And all of us probably, even Dustin, who picked the Twins to win the division, thought the Indians would make the playoffs somehow when the season began,
yep.
And it didn't happen. Yes, there are excuses. You know what? The Yankees had a million injuries too. Now they got a higher payroll, but look at what they dealt with injuries,
yep.
And they're going to win 100 whatever games they're going to end up with. So,
and the Rays and A's too. The Rays and A's have had a ton of injuries.
Well, not
year.
To mention they have smaller payrolls than the Indians do.
Yep.
So, yeah, they have dealt, and they had the A's had their guy who's their best pitcher get suspended for PEDs. That's on him.
Yeah.
But he missed half the season, and they still played better. So, yeah, is it a bad season for the Indians? No, it's not a bad season. A bad season's what the Browns have done for most of the last two decades. They had a decent
Adam,
season.
Adam,
it's
how,
not
how,
a good season.
How is it, Adam, how is this season not disappointing to you?
It is disappointing. I'm just not calling it. I'm not saying. And we're parsing the language here.
All right, whatever.
However you want to call
it. Parsing the language. That's fine.
I just wouldn't go
that's
as far.
Fine. I'm just saying.
It's not a good season, and it's a disappointing season, but it's an okay considering the injuries. It's a mix, right? Because you say, well, they were injured, and the top of the American League is just so good and tough. On the other hand, you say the bottom of their division is hideous. The Royals and Tigers are barely major league teams. The White Sox are a little better, but they're still not very good. Got a couple of good young hitters. Their pitching is not very good outside of Giolito. And, you know, they had not a lot of proven guys in the pen. So, they're going to lose 90 games this year. They're still and they've been outscored by 131 runs. The division stinks, but the Twins were much better this year, even though they don't really have a lot of pitching. And the top of the American League is tough, so it was going to take a lot of wins to get there. I feel like I'm kind of in between you two. You think it's a good season. Dustin thinks it's a kind of a bad season.
When they've won more games than they've won except for 1 year in the last 12 years, I can't call that a bad. Now, I understand that they feasted on the Tigers to get there.
Well, they feasted on. Look at their record against the Tigers and the Mariners and the Royals and not even the Orioles, but the Blue Jays. They won so many games against really bad teams. Yes, I can't go bad season when they win 95 games or whatever they're going to end up with. But in the end, we look back to the season, the beginning of the season, we thought they'd be a playoff team, and they're not. So it's disappointing. And they had it right there for them this week, and they let it get away.
It's a disappointing finish to the season, 100%. I can't call it a bad season or a disappointing season. Not when you win 93 games. Not when you've lost Kluber, when you've lost Carrasco. All the injuries that they've had. And again, other teams have had them too. I just can't call it a bad season. I really think it'd be worse if they went to the playoffs and lost and got a bombed in the first round like they did last year against the Astros, losing the year before against the Yankees like they did, blowing the lead. If that happens again, that's worse.
If that happens, it's what you said, a disappointing ending to what I would have felt like, man, this team with all the injuries still made it to the first round. If they were completely healthy all year and got bombed by the Yankees or Astros in the first round, I'd agree with you. But that wasn't the case. So, I mean, I don't think you can make the excuse of the injuries for them not getting enough wins to get to the playoffs, but then you don't want to use that excuse if they would have gotten to the playoffs. In the end, the way it happened the last
two days, Adam. They're right there.
They were there. They should have made the playoffs.
At the end of the season, and you choked like a dog against the White Sox.
Yeah,
period. That's what it comes down to.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I you can say 90 whatever games they end up winning is a success and all that, but like my goodness.
In Chicago, Joe Madden's getting fired right now.
Yeah.
Joe Madden's
yeah,
the Cubs and Indians have had similar paths the last 4 years. The Cubs just did it with with a bigger payroll.
Except for that World Series win.
And the win in the World Series. But the Cubs are firing Joe Madden right now because now I'm not saying that Francona should be fired. I don't think he should be fired. But I am annoyed by the people that don't think you can have that conversation. The segment of the population thinks you can't. It's ridiculous to have that conversation. If Joe Madden, who ended a 100-year drought of a World Series championship, can be fired, then Terry Francona can be fired. That being said, I don't think he should be fired. I think it would be a mistake to fire him, and they will not fire him.
No.
But I'm bothered by the people who make it seem like it's wrong to even have the conversation.
I just don't know who you would. I mean, there's no one who would come here that would be better.
No, there isn't. That's why I wouldn't fire him.
Right.
He's the perfect man for this job.
Yep.
But
he just signed the extension.
He's not going anywhere. But I understand, especially as the team chokes in these last 2 days, why fans are angry.
He's the big reason why they even got to 93 wins.
Well, he's the perfect manager for this team
yeah.
because he relates to the players, even at his age, as well as any manager in baseball. He connects with them on a human level, and that makes up for the flaws in his game in terms of the bunting and sometimes with the bullpen, but mostly just some of the little things here and there. I don't know. You want to have a conversation about firing Francona, or you think that's crazy too, Dustin?
No, you're not firing Terry Francona. You're not getting anybody better. It's Cleveland, okay? You've got a world championship caliber manager here, and arguably the best coach he's the best coach we have in this town, period.
Yeah.
So we're not firing Terry Francona. It's just, you sound like a fool. If you want to have that conversation.
I don't think you sound like a fool for wanting to have the conversation. I think in the end, your conclusion should be, he should not be fired. But when the season ends in disappointment and when you've failed in the last 3 years to, in the last 3 years, they ended ugly. It's not, I don't think it's unfair to bring it up. But in the end, I don't think there's a better choice.